Penguin Random House Audio presents Sleeping Late on Judgment Day by Tad Williams. Read for you by George Newbern. Prologue. I hadn't attended a trial in heaven before. Not in person. They don't happen that often, for one thing. But wait, O wise angel, I hear you say. How can there be trials in heaven? Which is a perfectly good question, because once you've made it to the big happy, you should be golden, right? You've been judged righteous or you wouldn't get in. And after that, you're doing the work of the highest. So how could you go wrong? Well, first of all, there's the whole free will thing. People and angels have to be free to make mistakes. Or else we live in a clockwork universe where everything's predetermined and perfect. Most of the time, heaven does seem like that, a flock of serene, shiny creatures living in complete harmony, a hive of buzzing happiness and shared purpose. But we all know that in nature, no matter how well any system works, there's always a couple of dumbass birds heading north for the winter, when everyone else is flying south, or one dipshit salmon belly surfing down the rapids, yelling, "Ooh, yeah, check me out," as he smacks face first into the more sensible fish, swimming upstream to spawn. The fact that these unrepresentative idiots freeze and plummet from the sky, or die without issue, isn't the point.